next time the service is on with live streaming at 2:07. Hope that that's coming soon. That's it. We're going for it. So, Pastor will be here in a minute. We can have this speaker tonight. He'll be joining us tonight, so we're excited about that. But we're more here, just excited to be out here with you guys tonight with this young Sunday.
The Lord, amen. Amen. And it's just not the same to sit there. You think, oh, this is going to be great. You're going to get a day off. But it was not the same, and it was not great not to be able to come in and worship with y'all. So it's good to be here with you tonight. So we're all going to stand up tonight. We're going to worship the Lord, give him everything you got. Amen? Amen. Lord, we just come before you tonight, and we just offer up our praises to you, Lord, for you're worthy. You are worthy, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you are our God, that your mercy and your grace runs through us, Father God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you've done. And we thank you that despite what everything looks like, Lord God, we come to you and we look to you as our salvation. And we know, Father God, that because of that, because of who you are, victory is ours. Now, Lord, we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Call me from the grave, 'cause you rescued me. Thank you. Anticipate his move. Your miracle is waiting. Watch him move. Reach out your hand and touch him as he passes by. The time is now for faith to come alive. And let us receive.
Possible. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to say, and I know you got to do this already, but I didn't. So you know what I'm going to do. I want to welcome you to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio.
Thank you. through a time of this. I hear that you have your blueprint here must be working together and having faith that you're going to finish there. But I want to show you something.
Out of the things that I think God has revealed in my heart, so that we understand that having faith to build something is one thing, but having faith to please Him
is another dimension of faith.
Many people are having faith or saying that they have faith to do things for God, but their hearts is not with God. Now, the Bible talks about what faith is not. So, faith is not positive thinking. I have seen people that constant, they profess something, thinking that by saying repeatedly the same thing, that things are going to be into existence. They even say, if we really think hard, and if we just think that this thing is going to happen, then eventually it will come to pass. But the substance.
God, and it is produced in the life of Jesus Christ because He is the author of the faith. It's not of man. It's not an ability. Is that there? It's not an ability of man. It's not me that has this ability to do something and then something is going to exist. But what is faith? Faith is, first of all, is a spiritual substance that God puts in us.
Amen.
It is something concrete. It's just as concrete as this chair is here. It's in here. It's not produced by us. It is God-given. Faith is something that carries the power of God. It speaks. This is what Peter said. I don't have gold. I don't have silver, but what I have, I will give it to you.
Amen.
You see, you can't give something that doesn't exist.
Amen.
You can't give just your own thinking.
No.
But what did he have? He had healing for that man.
Amen.
By what? By the substance of the words that God has given him.
Amen.
Said, in the name of Jesus. In this name, and if you really are careful and you study about names, you are going to discover that names has to do with character.
Amen.
So faith produces something in you. Faith produces a different kind of character in us.
Amen.
It works in us in such a way to make us to be just like Him. So he says, in the name of the living Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you. And then something comes out of his mouth. Something actually goes from his mouth because Jesus said, my words are spirit. So the spirit of God flows from his mouth, gets in through his ears, and works on his legs. And that man stands up for the glory of God. Hallelujah. There are so many people saying that they have faith, but they don't show character. They probably can do things, but they can't be a witness of the things of God because their life doesn't show it. Now, we understand that faith is something that carries the power of God, but also we can see that faith is a real endowment of God in our spirit in order to make us useful. Useful. It is so easy to find in churches today people that come to church, they believe this, they say they believe in God, they say they believe in Jesus, they say that they read the Bible, they say all these things, therefore I have faith. But when it comes to do and living those things in the unity of the church, you don't see that. They are not there to join hands, to build something for God. And that is why God is testing faith. Because when faith comes from Jesus, when faith comes and is born in the heart of Jesus and is deposited in you as a substance, that substance is never going to be destroyed by any circumstances or any adverse thing that comes against you, because it comes from God and He has put in you for His glory, and you will overcome every single thing that comes in you because the substance of God is there for you to be a witness for Him. Amen. So faith puts you to be useful in the kingdom of God. God wants to use you. But He wants you to be in accordance to His word. So make us useful for His purpose and to please Him for the very reason by which we were created for. You have been created for the glory of God, haven't you? We have. We all have been created for the glory of God. So Hebrews says this: and without faith, it's impossible to have a Ferrari. Is it? Is that what it says? Without faith, it's impossible to have a house. Is that what it says? No. Without faith, it's impossible to make money. Is that what it says? No, it says without faith, it's impossible to please God. You see, we're missing that. You know, a lot of people in Brazil, I don't know about here, but a lot of people in Brazil are coming and flocking the churches because they wanted to find something that makes them rich. Something that can give what they want to have. And because of the messages that they're receiving, because pastors, they're preaching that if you give, God is going to do this to you, do this to you. We don't give to have things from God. We give because we know who He is. We give because we understand that this is His will for our lives. Because the same God who speaks to us is the same God who provides for us. You know, I love this thing. We know when Jesus was in the boat, in that terrible storm, Jesus was walking on the water, and He comes toward the boat. They were all scared. They thought He was a ghost. And Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. It's me." Peter said, "Well, if it's you, say for me to go with you." And Jesus said, "Yes, you can." The moment that Jesus said, "You can," a substance of faith was created to Him, and the water could not draw Him. Gravity stopped having power over Him because God had given a word to him, and out of that word, Peter started walking on the water. And because he started walking on the water, then the glory of God was in him. Amen. The moment that he began to look at the water and start reasoning with his fisherman's mind, he starts thinking. Why? Because your belief is not God's belief. Our thinking is not the substance of faith. Many people are going to trial and failing, going out of the church because they are confused. They think that their ability to say, this is the Bible, this is what God says, this is the Word of God. Is there? If it is the Word of God, why aren't you following what it says? Because what makes to follow what it says is the substance that God has placed in you in Jesus Christ. It is called faith. And when God gives that to you, it's for you to be able to fulfill it. Hallelujah. Let's go one more time. I'm sure that you have heard a lot of Hebrews 11. I used to, when I was listening to some pastors, and they start talking about Abraham. They're talking about Moses. You know, oh, look at this big man of God. They have faith. They did wonderful things. You know, when you listen to those kind of things, you want to be under your chair. I said, they're big men. I'm nothing. But when we begin to read the book of Hebrews and you begin to read and understand what the message of that book really is, there is something hidden here in this chapter that I want to reveal to you. I want to unveil to you. Because many people miss the fact. They start comparing themselves with Abraham, comparing themselves with Moses, wanting to have that kind of faith. And he says, no, it is unattainable. How can I ever be like Moses? But this isn't what the Bible is talking about. The Bible is not saying for you to be like Moses. The Bible is not saying here for you to be like Abraham. What the Bible is revealing to you is the substance of faith that did in them something. And here is something that God wants us to accomplish today, that it, unless be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit, you will not be able to fulfill God's plans in the time that you are living in today. Because when we look around us, we begin to wonder, are we going to be able to get to them? I have seen so many people in despair. They look at life and I said, I don't know how I'm going to meet my ends here. I don't know how I'm going to survive. I don't have this. I don't have that. How am I going to get there? Who is going to take care of this? Who is going to do and provide for this? You see, listen to me. Don't put your lives in your thinking on those things. Those are things from earth. Those are the thinking of man today. This is what they are teaching us. This is what they are saying. If you don't do this, you don't have that. If you don't have insurance, you can't have, you know, peace. If you don't go to school, you cannot do well. And all those things in itself have some truth in them. And I'm not saying that you don't have to do these things. He put the church here to undo his works. He put the church here for us to fulfill his plans. And God says, I have not plans of death for you. I have plans of life. My plans are bigger than yours, it's higher than yours. I am the God Almighty who can hold all things. See, the problem is not having faith. The problem is having faith in him. We want to know if we're going to get something, but we don't want to understand. It's the faith in him that makes it possible to do for him. As long as I don't understand the dynamics of the
To say, I don't believe that they're doing this job. And she left because she thought it was fun. No, I think she was feeling the nothing. And said, no, no. It couldn't be several years later or before. You see, now I don't even have pleasure. I don't even, you know, I'm not old enough. My husband is not old enough. Is he going to give me this job? How do I know?
changing our hearts, changing our hearts, changing our fears, changing everything that we are. Just the things that we hear must testify of the things that we have our hearts about. Of the experience that we want to trust that is not born of fear, yet we can see it.
Come to I've got to change this thing here. No, it is not. Where is the person? Can you help me there? Oh, here. I think that it's probably locked because of the time. I'm already. It's not moving. I hope it. Okay. All right. Why is God giving you faith? You know, when we read this text, you say, by faith Moses did that. By faith Samson killed 1,000 Philistines. You know, can you imagine faith acting in your body like that so you can kill 1,000 soldiers? By faith some lost their head. By faith. So faith. It's a substance that God has laid in you for you to fulfill his purpose in the time that you live in. Now, what kind of faith, and if you were going to be in that book, if that book was written after we passed this earth, what would they tell us about? What would be written about us there? You know what? I believe it would be something like this, that you, by faith, stop seeing soap operas. I'm not kidding. How many people are living their lives because of what they see in those things, and they become just by expecting things to be just like soap operas? We never think about that. You know, God is going to send people to. Because that faith that he's professing to have is going to be tested sometime. And when the test comes, do you know what's going to be? Sorrow, crying, is sadness. Because it is written in the book of life. It's written just like this. Sorrow, unhappiness to all souls. Carolina, because I really like that. I'm not saying that I dislike it, but I was, for the first time and only, that I went to see a live Panthers game, and the Panthers were playing, I think it was the San Francisco, and then talking, and all of a sudden, I think the pastor so-and-so are going to pray now, and everybody stood up and be quiet, and I said, wow, that is wonderful. And here are them, blameless before you, because I did what you command. I believe in the faith that you have placed in my heart for them. And I want them, Father, to serve you for eternity. I'm not raising a church for me. I'm not raising a church for me to be in television. I care less. not full of the Spirit. If we're not full of the Spirit, there is not enough faith. There is not the measure of faith for us to conquer and to obey Christ in everything that he wants for this church. I hope this will help you. I hope this will excite you to use your faith for one purpose, for one glorious reason, to love God with all your heart, with all your soul. And the faith that God is giving you makes you the kind of Christian that will please you, him, in all of the things that he has commanded you, revealed to you in his words. And we can hear from God today the same words that the Father said. Can you imagine? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Do you have faith for that? Or are we wanting faith to have things? I want faith to make him, I like him. I need that. I want to be just like my Jesus. Because if I'm like him, my wife is going to enjoy that. My children are going to enjoy that. My friends are going to enjoy that. Because I will do everything that the Bible says for me to do. And the Bible says, love your neighbor. The Bible says, divide with those who do not have. The Bible tells me, go and feed the poor. See? Get away from the appearance of evil. Faith will grant me that power. Faith will produce in me the quality of life that I can see, and people can look at me and say, I see Jesus in you. I don't want to be ashamed of people saying, oh, you're such a wonderful Christian. You know what the people say? Nah, I'm not. You should. You should. I want to be just like you. But, you know, we all know that we have things in here that doesn't measure up to the what they are seeing us. It doesn't measure up for what their expectation is. Their expectation is of us. I want the kind of faith that I can look at a person and say, if you do as I do, you get to heaven. If you imitate my faith, you will receive the power and the favor of God in you. You will experience the same thing that I am experiencing. This is what Peter was saying in his letter. This is what he was saying. Transfer life. The life that we received from him, that was from the beginning, we received. We preach it unto you so that you have fellowship with me. Why? Because I put a substance in you. And that substance is Christ, is Jesus the Nazareth. And he will, by his Holy Spirit, give you a mind that is just like mine. Give you actions that are going to be like mine. You're going to think the same things that I am thinking about him. We're going to be partners. We're going to be fellow heirs of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be just like one another. And as we look like one another, then we look like the Father. And if we look like the Father is being seen in this earth. And that they will want Jesus. They will want Jesus. Because we are true followers of Jesus. Faith will produce that in the church. Faith will give you what you need to be good witnesses for Jesus out there. And as you go in this faith, knowing who has sent you, you will see the signs of healings and mighty power in your words. Because he is the sovereign God, the one who sent you in his name. Hallelujah. May God bless you. May the Lord give you this understanding of faith to be like Him. And I wanted to show you just a short video. Pastor said something, and I asked your pastor. Your pastor is a gracious man. And I said, Pastor, I understand you are building. But we have a dream. We have a plan. We don't have the resources for that. But when Pastor Peter Dominic was... The American churches would be willing to help you if we did this. I said, what? He said, we have garage sales. There are so many things in our garage right now that we don't even use. We don't even know that it's there. And he said, you go over there, speak to the churches, and challenge them to get those things that they don't use and turn them into souls. Winning souls for Christ. Planting new churches. So I have been coming to this country, and I have been speaking to some pastors, and some churches have already joined us in this. But I'm going to show you the video, because the video explains a little bit more. And all I am asking you to do is to pray. And if you want to become part of this ministry, saving souls in Brazil, and even as a church pastor, if you can come over there and help us to reach out to the lost there, you are welcome. This is one thing that I am telling the churches. We want to become partners with you in that. And maybe, who knows, a group of Brazilians can come here and help you to reach this community. Now, listen to this video. I don't know if you did you find it? And listen to it, and then I will turn the word back to you.
This is our people doing evangelism in the streets in our city. Simple, because we are bringing those families in.